Name, Gorus. Gorus is an Ufuk. And a merciless one at that. He started his life on the planet Mangana in the Outlands. The Dragon Empire had not colonized his planet and life was rather primitive. He lived in a tribe 200 members strong. He grew learning of hunting and farming, but his biggest training came in fighting and raiding. Their Ufuk tribe was a parasite on the region, sucking its resources dry and then moving on. Neighboring people were always in terror when the Ufuks were nearby. The Ufuks, and Gorus in particular, worshipped the dark goddess Ilan. She saved the tribe from death and starvation ages ago, and they repay her in blood. One of the core activities of Ufuk society is the bonding ritual. In this ritual, the spiritual leaders of the tribe, the Kinarks, weave tales of astounding beauty and grotesque horror as they describe the thousand faces of their goddess. They channeled their energy into the people, as everyone fell into an hallucinogenic blood orgy. Gorus was never the strongest. He was tall and very tough, though. His best quality was his presence. He had the strength of a leader, and he could always stare down an opponent. But he was young. His future was unclear. Already, fighting and raiding was not fulfilling anymore. As he was about to turn 18, his future seemed to be nothing more than raiding villages and dying in the process. He wanted something different. He was always intrigued by the Kinarks, but he had not received the gift of the Kibak from his goddess. Not yet. Gorus turned 18. His 18th birthday marked the start of his ritual initiation. He was strung up by his arms and legs parallel to the ground, and his limbs were stretched to their limits. He endured this torture for 27 hours. Then, to finish the ceremony, the tribal chief walked up and thrust a knife into each shoulder. All who lived through this ceremony were welcomed into the tribe as a new person. Some died. Some lived. But this time was going to be different. Almost as soon as the knives pierced his flesh, a vision of Ilan appeared before him and yelled, "Unleash yourself!" With a primal scream, flames burst suddenly from Gorus's body, engulfing him and the tribal chief, as wounds appeared in the chief's shoulders and blood spewed from them. The fire burned the ropes away and Gorus fell to the ground, still on fire. The chief fell back on the ground and died quickly. Everyone was too stunned to help him. Gorus managed to put the flames out, as the people stood awestruck and confused. Nobody knew what had happened. Nobody but the Kinarks. It didn't take long for Gorus's wounds to heal, and then the Kinarks arrived to tell him of a new future. Gorus started learning the ways of magic. Under the tutelage of the elder Kinarks, he was able to harness his magical abilities. Amazed at the power within him, he realized that this was the future that he wanted. Gorus was never able to determine what had happened at his initiation, but he suspected that the other Kinarks knew and weren't telling him. After years of training, he was admitted into the ranks of the priestly class. The goal of the Kinarks is to see all of the faces of Ilan. Once Gorus became a Kinark, his lifelong goal was to witness all of them and finally touch the goddess himself. Life, though, added a little twist. Two nights after he became a Kinark, he witnessed a very telling omen. Raving and drooling outside at the dead of night, high on Itala root, a blood-red moon shone down on him. He knew what this meant, death and change were coming. He had never seen this omen before, but by the next day, it had already come to pass. Giant metallic beasts, the likes of which no one had ever seen, came out of the sun. The tribe scattered but was completely captured by the slavers. Nobody had a chance of escaping as long as the slavers had technology. Gorus later learned that this was the first wave of the Dragon Empire's colonization efforts of his planet. The tribe was thrown into large barred cells, 20 people to a cell. They were all sanitized and branded. They were taken to a slaving center in the largest starport on the other side of their planet. They didn't even know the city existed. Here they were indoctrinated and learned their place in the galaxy. The Ufuks were not about to be slaves, though. One fateful night, the Ufuks, chewing away on their Itala root, started raging and broke free of their cells. They fought hand to hand with their captors. It looked like technology was going to turn the tide, but finally the Ufuks defeated them, and slipped into the night. Most of the tribe died that night, remembered by Gorus as the Night of Thinning. The rest scattered throughout the city, learning what they could about this new technology. Some tried to go back to their tribal lands and were captured again. Gorus wouldn't think of going back. He had tasted this new technology drug and wasn't letting go. He learned that they lived on a planet and that there were thousands of others, each with their own uniqueness. Gorus had an epiphany, 1,000 worlds for 1,000 faces. I have found the path. I will reach you, Ilan. You will be my blood mistress, and I will become your master. Gorus left his home planet, never to return. Needing money to travel, he took to doing what he knew best, raiding, but now as a mercenary. Sometimes, he would be an assassin, sometimes a tracker. But always, a killer. Before he kills, though, he always tells his victim, "Your blood is my apotheosis." As he travels from planet to planet, he visualizes the unique character of the world, performs a bonding ritual, and finds himself one step closer to immortality. Gorus must find a way to hide his alignment, or he can have an amulet or ring of undetectable alignment. No one will trust you anyway, you're an Ufuk. We will work on that. How did Gorath get to Thonia? Can Gorath cast teleport? If not, a powerful mage teleported him to the planet. This mage was never met in person, but Gorath was paid 50,000 talents, credits, to capture Banrak. Gorath may get the sense that the mage was a dragon duke. Gorath knows that Banrak is a vital key in acquiring some information about the gates. Contrary to popular belief, not all citizens of Thonia know anything about the gates. Gorath knows only that the gates exist. Banrak will definitely not leave willingly and may need to be subdued. Gorath was told that some menace is attacking the planet Thonia. How did he get to the Tower of Glass? Gorath arrived in a small cave north of the Tower of Glass. Gorath knows that the tower is some sort of power center and was told to enter the tower area via tunnels. On the way to find a tunnel entrance in the northern mountains, Gorath may spot thousands of zombies gathering near the edges of the force field. The zombies appear to be coming from the west. Gorath wasn't interested in zombies, although he knows Zombie Corp may be. Gorath knows that zombie slave labor is a huge commodity, especially for some worlds with hostile environments. Gorath crawled for days on his belly, going progressively deeper underground, until he found some sort of shaft protected by a force field. Gorath noticed a change in the field's timing and managed to climb past the field at a moment of failure. Gorath climbed 4 hours, until he came upon an air ventilation unit. Gorath attempted to bypass the unit but managed to stop it. Multiple droids were alerted. By the time Gorath exited the shaft, dozens of buff droids surrounded him. Most of the droids were heavily armed. One platinum droid was quite cordial and invited him in for refreshments. Gorath was asked to relinquish his weapons and must make a hide check or reverse pickpocket check for each weapon he attempts to hide. Gorath noticed that his magic gloves were faulty or failing. He might have been able to hide a weapon or two. Roll against a chance of spell failure to determine each item that may be hidden. If it fails, the weapons are relinquished to the droids. Gorath had never seen such workmanship that the droids possessed. They were quite fancy and armed. Obviously nothing he had ever seen before. A knowledge robotics would give more info. Gorath was then placed in a room alone for 2 days. He is fed well and he has access to some computer terminals to query. If he has a reasonable use device, he can ask the A questions. The A will be quite reasonable, but most of its answers will be vague or almost unrealistic. He can also try a listen check to hear a noisy group of humanoids gathering in a nearby room. If he hears them, he realizes they are about 2 rooms away and he hears them through the ventilation shafts. Of course, Gorath has been relatively quiet, since he hasn't had anyone to communicate with. Gorath may have ideas about entering the ventilation system. Gorath believes he is in a low level of the Tower of Glass. Gorath also gets a sense, magically wizard eye, clairvoyance, ESP, something, that his stuff is stored on the next level above. Player JC.